Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
Driving Nissan's latest small Duke SUV, the second generation model, less polarising in the looks department, Nissan making it more mainstream and more user-friendly both inside and out. Retaining the 1-litre three-cylinder turbo petrol engine, but replacing the manual and continuously variable automatic transmission options with one single offering of 7-speed dual-clutch automatic. The four front drive automatic grades now run from $27,990 for the entry ST to $36,490 for the top spec TI. I tested the latter, markedly improved over the first series, with noticeably better quality and more emphasis and focus on safety and technology. A lot has happened in small SUVs in recent years. It's a highly competitive sector with some great product, and the first Nissan Juke really struggled to gain traction. However, the latest model rises to the occasion, roomier too in this latest iteration, a handy 75mm longer, 35mm wider, with a longer 106mm wheelbase, but despite this, the ride can get jittery at times. Nissan claim the Juke is 22% stiffer, and with a 10% quicker steering ratio, it feels more nimble, retaining the playful character and peppy performance of the first model, but more refined in a much safer package. Easy to drive too, the new 7-speed automatic with paddle shifters, a real bonus. Economy, I manage 6.1 litres per 100. I'm David Berthon.